Welcome to The Rework with Allison Tyler Jones, a podcast dedicated to inspiring portrait photographers to uniquely brand, profitably price, and confidently sell their best work. Allison has been doing just that for the last 15 years, and she's proven that it's possible to create unforgettable art and run a portrait business that supports your family and your dreams. All it takes is a little rework. Episodes will include interviews with experts from in and outside of the photo industry, mini workshops, and behind-the-scenes secrets that Allison uses in her portrait studio every single day. She will challenge your thinking and inspire your confidence to create a profitable, sustainable portrait business you love through continually refining and reworking your business. Let's do the rework.
Have you ever heard the expression, don't let the door hit your bum on the way out? Okay, that probably sounds really weird, but we are this close to closing the doors on our Cash to Confidence Bootcamp, and I don't want you to miss out. Honestly, I think your bum's probably starting to hurt because of all the fence sitting that you're doing. But for real, if you're sitting there walking your dog on the treadmill, trying to decide on whether or not to fork over a measly $47 for a game-changing week with us, or if you're all up in your head thinking, how can I charge more, make more money in this business when my work isn't as good as I want it to be, and I don't know where to find great clients, and know this, you don't have to have it all figured out in order to get started. In fact, that's the whole idea of the Confidence to Cash Bootcamp. Throughout our week together, I'm going to walk you through expanding your vision of what's possible for you, laying the foundation for rock solid confidence in the value that you bring, crafting a clear message that will attract the right, best clients for your business, mapping out your money that you want to make and how to get there, and creating a step-by-step ideal sale that will have your clients digging for their credit card. And yes, you'll be able to do this, even if your name isn't Annie Leibovitz and you haven't won a single image competition. Get off your cute little bum and go to dotherework.com/bootcamp. Get the details, sign up, and I'll see you there. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Rework. The Rework Vault has been cracked open again, and we pulled out this lovely golden nugget of marketing right now with Drake Busaith of Busaith Photography in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's been one of our most popular guests, and this episode is gold. You know that marketing is hands down one of the most requested topics here on The Rework. Why? Because marketing is hard and it takes a lot of time, energy, and you never really know what's going to work. Especially in uncertain economic times, it can be difficult to know where to spend your marketing time and money. And that's why this episode is so valuable. Drake Busaith has been marketing for decades. He knows what works, he knows what doesn't, and he knows how to pivot when things aren't going the way that they're supposed to be going. So enjoy this nugget of gold from the Rework Vault. Definitely get your notebook out because Drake has some truth bombs for you today. Let's do it. Okay, so my brother from another mother from up in Utah, just my northern neighbor, Drake Busaith, is here with us today. Drake, thanks so much for taking the time to be here.
Oh yeah, Allison. Thanks for having me. I always jump at the chance to talk with you because I've never said it that way, brother from another mother, but that's really apropos. We have a lot in common.
We're kind of the negative and positive of each other. Like I'm your your hyper crazy sister. You're like the chill brother.
That's right. Okay. True. Well, thanks, sis, for including me in your family.
Anytime. So what I wanted to talk about, and I actually long wanted to talk to you about this topic because I think you guys are really, really good at this, is marketing. What's working in marketing right now? You have a ton of experience in this business. How many years are we in now?
50.
Okay.
No, so not me though.
No,
I've
I know.
Been doing 40.
Yeah, only. Okay.
45.
So you've seen a lot of recession, a lot of boom economy, we've all been through 2008. We've been through lots of things. And so there are things that have worked in the past that maybe don't work now. So you guys are really great at keeping in touch with your clients. I'm on your mailing list and I get your emails, and I know you also do some direct mail stuff. So I just wanted to have you kind of tell our listeners the overall thought process behind what it is that you do and how you do it. If you'll just share some of your gems with us, I would love that.
I'd be happy to. Well, you mentioned emails, and I think that's perhaps the heart of our program. So I'll talk about that a minute. I'll talk about the mailers and our social efforts, which are not the heart of our efforts. But the emails are, we've used MailChimp, and we sit down at the first of the year and we write a list of promotions that we want to send emails on. And so it's mostly promotion driven. Okay. And I think that's changing. You know, we're now talking about more just general emails, more educational, how to, what to wear, that kind of thing that people might engage with. But to this point, we really began just sending those out around our Children's Day specials. So we have these Children's Day events, we call them, and they're a single concept session. It's a short child session. Everybody's calling them mini sessions now.
And so, but I like that you don't call them that.
Yeah.
Well, I really like that you don't call
them that. I think sometimes I get feeling old and I feel like I invented the concept of the mini session.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In 1985 or something.
Yes.
But we never used that name. But and initially, that particular promotion was, we would raise money for a charity that was dealing with children or women's issues, Junior League, other battered women's shelters, things like that. And so that's still on my mind, and we still need to get back to that. But right now, it's a short session. It's, we do themed events. So one is black and white close-ups, one is white linen, you know, in the studio, one is barefoot in the garden, because we have these gardens around our building, and one is fall, autumn color, so it's kind of a back-to-school thing, and that's outdoors in the garden, too. And that one's tough, because we have to, we schedule it before the weather turns,
right?
You there's hope. No color, there's no color in the yard yet,
yeah.
So we have to run up the canyon and cut these big branches of leaves off, hope nobody sees us, and kind of build our backdrop a little bit.
Okay, well, if the leaf police show up at your door this year, it's because you we outed you on the Rework podcast.
I should. Will you edit that little?
We'll just air it.
And anything else that I say.
Yeah, anything else that's illegal. Okay, so black and white close-up, white linen, barefoot, and then fall. Is that four? You're doing that four times a year?
And then what else? And then we do one called pastels. Those are close-ups in the studio with an overhead, real super soft lighting, you know, with an eye lighter underneath and these light pastel panels behind the subject where they're really close. Like, I love to put the children right on the wall, right on this little panel. So there's a bit of a drop shadow around their shoulders. And I like that effect. And, so, and those are good collectibles, as are the black and white close-ups. Parents start doing that, and then they just keep coming back and back. One that's our most, this year, we had the most takers, was our Halloween thing. We just bring a Halloween costume. Instead of trying to build set though for it, we just do it on a white seamless, and they stand there and they're out, you know, and it's full length, and it's just a riot. We just
laugh.
It's a funny day. It's kind of a gift to our clients.
Yeah.
You know, some years we do it for free for our clients, you know, and give them a 5x7 or something. So, but you know, the idea behind that Children's Day is to stay in touch with our families and to keep young families coming in the door, because our avatar client is more mature young grandma or a mom with teenage kids leaving for college. That's our prime, you know, audience. Mm-hmm. But Children's Day appeals to grandmas too, but it also gets the young moms in and kind of establishes a tradition of them coming in.
Do you see that transfer? Like, so somebody that's maybe couldn't afford you or didn't think they could when their kids were younger, they brought them in for the Children's Day thing, and then they make a leap to being a real, quote unquote, real client?
I hope so. I do not keep track very well. I have to admit that's my weakness. But we are kind of mainstreaming those people, bringing them in and trying to mainstream them. Yeah, they're coming in. And we've made a jump this year. We've gone from this $89 session with a 5x7 to more of a product based. You'll like this. And this is a little bit ATJ influenced, I have to admit. The special will include a print. This, for instance, it's a 12x12 white bordered print in a modern frame. The price will be triple what we've been charging. And we sat around the table and looked at each other and said, you know, we're going to really anger some moms that bring their kids every year for these. But we looked at the numbers and decided, you know, we really are busy enough. We just need to let some of those people go, coupon people go, and even though if we love them. But back to the email blasts, the MailChimp campaigns, we really are trying to show products instead of just images. That's right. Been a transition in the last couple of years. So room views. Mm-hmm. And to do that, I needed to quit doing it myself, building those, and hire a receptionist that we had that had a baby and went home and needed to work from home. And she's got a degree in graphic arts, and she can put those together. She has enough Photoshop that she can assemble those. And
you're talking about the emails?
Your the email blast itself.
Yeah, okay. Because you were doing all of that content yourself. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I'm doing those for the workshops, you know. I like it. I think it's fun. MailChimp's a blast. And it's, you know, easy for you, maybe.
No, for
guy in his 60s, it's not easy. But
I mean, versus coding your own HTML
exactly.
email. Yeah, it's a little more plug and play.
Yeah.
And I'm not better at that stuff than you are, just FYI.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's fun. And they put together, now, you know, if you build a campaign and then it down underneath that says, you want to link this to your Instagram, to your Facebook, to Twitter. And so they kind of package things for you. They help you build groups and they help you, you know, all sorts of little gadgets attached. And so it's fun, but I cannot, as the business owner, I cannot sustain a campaign like, you know, an email blast twice a month without hiring, farming that out. So Christine will send that. She'll send a test email. Bromley and Richard and I will look at it, proof it. We'll say, I don't like that second image. Find a new one. Mm-hmm. She's got access to a bunch of our samples, you know. And so she's got a theme, maybe a catchphrase, and then she designs the content, and then we'll say, no, hate that room view, hate the sofa, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and we usually go back and forth, maybe two or three proofs before it feels right, because I'm a bit of a control freak. And
really laid,
and so that's
a laid back control freak.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're not laid back. That's the fiction of Drake Busey. Is the fiction is that you're this like stoner surfer that's just all chill, and that is a lie.
Thank you.
A lie, because really? There is a control freak. It's like
you're
Tim Walden.
Me.
Everybody thinks Tim Walden is just the nicest guy, and he is the nicest guy, but there is an iron fist in that velvet glove of control of the work. So yeah. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, I guess that's a compliment.
Absolutely.
I do. I am very opinionated, and that's a real danger for me personally as a business owner over the years, is trying to run my own marketing campaigns, because, you know, you get two or three pieces put together, or two and a half, you know,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's May and
never go out.
Yeah. I was supposed to do, I had this whole beautiful campaign list. And so anyway,
I have lots of those that have never seen the light of day or have never gone out.
I'm sure we all do. One thing that really turned my head was one day it dawned on me that we had two receptionists at the front office that were not creating money. They're just answering calls. Mm-hmm. And those should be marketers. They don't want to call them receptionists anymore. They are marketers. Yeah. So our employees are dual tasking, and one of them is in charge of the social, the Instagram account, and Christine is in charge of the emails. And so that's how that works.
Okay, hold on. I have questions. Okay. So you're calling these events, they're portrait events. And you said single concept. Okay, so let's just use the black and white close-up, for example. So is it a single child?
Yes.
Okay,
I forgot.
Tell me the limitations. Yeah, tell me the limitations.
All of them, historically, they've all been single child events, which causes problems, of course, because mom wants her three kids done. And can you just do a group shot while we're at it? No, we just can't. But, you know, come on back. You know, we just have to say no to that, because you schedule them tight, you know, every 20 minutes or 30 minutes or hour. If you're torturing one of your employees, photographer, then every 20 minutes,
yes,
get as many as you can. But a group shot changes the whole set. So if we're outdoors, for instance, we'll sometimes set up a 10 by 10 tent with the roof over it to keep the light consistent.
Yep.
Set up a strobe, either push it through a big 6x6 scrim, or put up a softbox or something that'll hold up in the wind. And because we've got to make that light consistent for the whole period of the spec, like half a day at least, or all day if we can. So anyway, it's a tight set and we can't really vary it for groups. So what we did, because of all the pushback with groups, is we designed another children's day called Just Us Kids. Mm. And that's the one I forgot to mention. And we're doing two of those this year. One of them's in the studio. One of them's outdoors. And that's just siblings. And it's leave your parents home or no parents allowed. You know, I was thinking like you would take a picture of a child's door, bedroom door with a big handwritten sign, no parents.
Yeah.
But I should say, though, when I say promotional sessions, we don't do bunnies at Easter. We don't do angels or fairies. Santa. We don't do that kind of thematic. We just do classical portraiture. Mm-hmm. So the theme just means it's a set.
Right.
And the children are looking at the camera. We're looking for, you know, flattering lighting on them. We're not trying to be seasonal about it.
Right.
Or Christmas.
You still want it to be classic and be able to stand the test of time.
I think so. It's just, it just keeps our brand, stays within our lane, you know, which is classical portraiture with a fresh, comfortable look, fresh twist without getting boring stuff.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that even though it is a limited edition session or a, what are you calling them? Children's Day? Is that what it
Children's Day. We just call them Children's Day.
Children's Day. Okay. So it's Children's Day. You're still very concerned that it is brand consistent. This work could hang with your other portraiture work, no problem. So it doesn't look like it's not a huge, it's not a departure. It's still consistent. It's a little more, I think, at least from what I've seen, it's a little closer. It's a little tighter than some of maybe your full-length work or your family portraits. Is that fair?
Right. Some of the specials are just close up.
The face. Know,
the black and white, just head and shoulders, the pastel. The garden things are full length on the little ones, three-quarter on the, we limited it to 12 years old. So it's 1 to 12 years old. And so we're not doing newborns. It's just slows the process down. So it's designed to make it painless for the children, have a pleasant experience for the parents. And I find that the images that come out of that are just as good as a full one-hour session with that child. Mm-hmm. We don't have the warm-up and the cool-down period. We don't have the try them in three different situations.
Right.
Wear them out, make them cry kind of sessions, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So you've got brand consistent is your number one. Two, the compelling narrative or the philosophy behind it is that you are wanting to get a younger mom used to coming to you so that the older moms of next year are used to coming to BeuSafe. So you're building in that loyalty there. And then you're also doing it at times where maybe your studio is not as busy as normal times. So you're not doing this in like November.
Exactly. Right. Generally, we're not. We're avoiding those times. And during the week, too. We're not doing them on Fridays or Saturdays or even Thursdays. They're Tuesday, Wednesday events, usually.
Okay. See, that's super. I just think it's important to dig into this stuff because when photographers are copying other photographers, they're hitting the high points. Like, oh, Drake's doing minis in the park. And they don't realize that that park is literally outside your shooting room. It's on your property. So you're not driving for all of those separate sessions. Like it's very contained and very dialed in.
Yes. And very efficient. The set is built. We're doing as many of those as we can, maybe 6, 8, 10 in a row. So it's very efficient. So,
and it's limited dates as well. So it's not just limited days, but you have one day. Okay.
Sometimes we'll put 2 days on if we know that's one that's going to fill, but normally now we set 1 day. And then on our calendar, we book an overflow day so we can open that up. So we send one. Yeah. We try to send two emails for each Children's Day, one a few weeks in advance and one close to the event. And then one email blast will maybe list the Children's Day events coming up so that they can sort of look at the themes and decide in advance what they might want to do.
And so you're just letting them know that when they call to book that, you have online booking though, right? Can't they just click on it and book? No. Okay.
No, we're not that fancy.
But that's actually good. So they call and then they're going to say, you're going to get the obvious questions. Can I have the siblings? Can I have him change an outfit? Can't we just jump in with the family? He's our only child, like all of that. So it's all no, except you're saying no in a really nice way, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now I have to admit that we cave in as much as anybody, you know. But so the you have to build in a pressure release valve, you know, to any event like this. So if someone were starting this from scratch, I would say build in an hour at the end of your day. And if they want to bring their group children back, we'll reset the stage and for groups of three.
Okay.
And build that in. And so you can say yes. You know, our motto, every staff meeting, they hear this from me, is we say yes, yes, yes to everything.
Yes.
Do you get the digital images? Yes, of course you do. When you buy a print,
yes,
then of course you get an image of that you can share on social media. Yes. And that's, I need that yes, you know, release valve.
Okay. So tell me about what happens after. So I've come in, I've had my grandkids. I'm going to bring all six of my almost seven grandkids and have you photograph them. And then what happens after that? How are you selling that? What's happening on the back end of that?
Right. They come back like every other client a week later for a ordering session. And that's a lot. That's debatable. We don't want to attempt selling those online. We don't want to diminish the experience because we're trying to mainstream these people into our system. So currently we can do that. We have two people at the studio that are two women that are consultants, and let's call them salespeople, and they can schedule those in. Okay. So they're a 30-minute appointment to look at the images. And of course, we're trying to upsell that and have a price list built for that too.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, they are getting discounted packages. So the same a la carte prices, but packages are discounted and they show anywhere from 10, 15, 20% depending on the package.
Okay.
So the salesperson can point that out and people feel like it's a special. It is a special.
Well, but with packaging it that way, your pricing can still be in line because you're getting a bigger sale, so to speak, to spread that out over. So that makes sense.
It's really so tempting to go just to say, let's 20% off because it's a special off of all our prices. And then you're just really hurting yourself and you're training them to expect discounts when they come and you don't want to do that.
I'm glad you said that because I really, really, really want to highlight that if you're ever doing a mini session or you're doing limited edition sessions or whatever you want to call them, something that is not the normal pricing, there has to be a compelling reason behind it. And also if it's less expensive or somehow priced differently than what you're normally doing, that it's because it's limited in some way by date, by the subject matter. It can't just be, okay, you know what? Yes, it's Children's Day, but I'm bringing my family of 12 in here and you're going to strike that set and do a beautiful garden portrait and I'm going to get it for $89. Like that's just not, you don't have a release valve for that because that's not how it works.
Right.
You just say, yes, of course we can do a family session for you on another day.
Another day, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for letting me ask those questions and dig back into that. So that's your email marketing and that's planned out a year ahead and you know the months that you're going to do that and you get that all set up and organized.
Right. And MailChimp lets you schedule those too. So you can build those. Each one is called a campaign and you can put it on the calendar with MailChimp and it's going to go on a Tuesday or a Thursday morning between 9 and 10. As they say, you know, the gurus say it's a good time to send an email. Yeah. So that allows Christine to build those in batches and then send them out on calendar days. So the second thing you mentioned was mailers. And we, you know, I still believe in mailers. And we had a good experience this last year with 2022 with our mailers. Here's the best thing that we've come up with. Instead of sending them family, and we call them graduates. Because in Utah, seniors means
old people,
80 and over, you know?
Yep.
And so I don't know where in the rest of the country what the terminology would be, but family graduates, we combine them into one mailer.
Okay.
And the mailer says, the message of it is, graduation is time for a family portrait. So we're combining the two things. And if they get, and there's an offer, if they book both, they schedule both sessions, they get one of them for free. We used to do graduate sessions and we'd throw in like, I don't know, a big package, you throw in a family portrait. It was free. Nobody took us up. I mean, they did, but they didn't buy anything. It was always hurried. It wasn't successful. But if they can schedule both sessions the same day, so they're going to book their high school senior or their college graduate now in, you know, on May 15th and their family portrait in September. And they're both on the book now and they got one of them for, so you're gifting them that session fee. Our session fees are low. Traditionally, they've been from $150 to $250. So that's what we're giving them. And that mailer, with the combination of their attractive kids, it's a threefold mailer. So it's, I think it's 8.5 by 17, mm-hmm. folded three times.
Yes.
So it's kind of a little bit oversized, like the size of an oversized postcard.
So you get attention with that when that comes in the mail.
Yeah, it's big enough.
So, and they're pretty.
Have you seen one?
Yeah, I picked up a couple when I was there last summer. Yeah.
Printing quality is hit and miss.
I thought they looked really good.
Pretty good. Well, it's got a beautiful 17-year-old kid on the front of it. So it's probably going to get looked at by most mm-hmm. people, you know.
Sure.
And on the back of it, it's got a family and the offer. And so it's kind of incentive to open this thing. And then it shows the products. It's big enough. You know, there's enough real estate in that threefold that we can show our products in a section. Mm-hmm. Here's mm-hmm. framed work. Here's a float frame canvas. Here's mm-hmm. the car. Here's graduation announcement cards that we do. And here's a room view, maybe with the, you know, somewhere in there, there's a room view with a family portrait in a beautiful entryway or mm-hmm. in the living room. So we're planting that seed, and that's been successful. We've done that, I think, maybe 4 out of the last 5 years, and we get a bunch of phone calls when that hits. We send it to our studio mailing list, and then we buy some more zip codes from a mailing service.
Okay.
We send
and
it
when
to
are you our, sending that out? Like usually, what time of year?
When does that go out? We gave up on trying to advertise to high school graduates in the fall. We just gave up.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Or in the summer, you know, like come in before your senior year starts. Mm-mm. It's just not a tradition here.
Mm-mm. Same here.
So we send it in the spring. And so it goes out in late April. We send out two of them. When we design it, we just change the pictures, but exactly the same format, same message, and print two of them. So one goes out late April and one sometime in May.
Okay.
And it's a reminder.
When is your school getting out up there?
Early June. Yeah. First week of June, last week of May.
So you'd need to adjust for that because I'm thinking for us, our school gets out May. So we would have to go, if we were doing it, we would have to go March and then late April. The only reason I'm saying that is because sometimes people listen to this and say, well, Drake said send it out this time, but you got to look at when school's getting out.
Exactly. It's built around graduation. And we know that the families are probably not going to come in May before graduation. They're going to schedule in the summer mm-hmm. or early fall. And we don't have a cutoff to keep them from November sessions.
Sure.
We don't.
Sure.
We probably should.
I don't think so.
I know that's what you were just thinking.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't think that at all, because I think if they're doing a family session, yes, they got the session fee comped, but you are going to kind of know what the spend was on the senior. To me, they've already proven themselves as a client, so they can come whenever.
They have. And they are our best. They are in that category of our best clients. Their child is leaving for college, mm-hmm. for heaven's sake. You know, that's when we sell wall prints to families. Yep. Is that last, that child's, their children are old enough, but not married yet. So,
Everything's about to change.
Yeah. So there are so many emotional strings you can pull in the spring that you couldn't pull in the fall, really.
Yeah.
About a child leaving home. This is they're going to be their last summer at home. I love that. I love combining those two things. It was such an epiphany for me because we used to focus on the seniors mm-hmm. and our sales were always okay, but we never got that kind of Midwest high school senior studio groove, you know, where we're getting these $2,000 average sales from seniors or whatever. And so this works. This year, we will change our graduate specials to be inclusive of product as well. And we'll focus really on albums, on small albums, because our kids are coming in with two or three outfits and we're spending an hour with them and we get a lot of variety in our gardens mm-hmm. and in the studio. To combine that, we'll have the studio set up with three different looks, you know?
Yeah.
The garden has 1,000 different looks. So in an hour and a half, they get really an album session. And we realized recently, you know, we really need to be pushing these albums.
Because otherwise, why are you shooting all that variety? You know, because...
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you sometimes feel like it's difficult to get on the same page with your client? You email them a price list. You email them a contract. You send them information and it seems like nobody's reading anything anymore. Well,
I found that even doing an in-person consultation with my clients, that there are sometimes things still falling through the cracks. So I've developed what I call my consultation game plan booklet. It allows me to get on the same page with my clients so that nothing is left to chance. After 13 years of revising our internal ATJ consultation form, which by the way is available for free at dotherework.com, I realized that I needed something more for my consultations. I wanted my clients to leave the consultation with more than just a pretty brochure, more than just a price list that had no context. What I needed was a single printed piece that would leave nothing to chance and achieve the following goals. I wanted to educate my clients about the price ranges of my products. I wanted to help my clients understand what I would and wouldn't be shooting for them during their portrait session, and also ensure that they felt confident about selecting clothing for their session. So this consultation game plan booklet is kind of like part brochure, part getting ready guide, part running out the door last minute checklist, and part consultation form that the client gets to take home with them. And most importantly, share with their family, in-laws, and their spouse or partner. It's all in one, a single booklet that the client takes with them at the end of their consultation. So I've been using this booklet in my business for the last 5 years, and we've revised it many times. And this is the first time that we are offering it to our Rework community to use in their own portrait studios. And so this booklet is available online in layered PSD files so that you can lay your own images, logo, everything branded into this booklet to use in your studio. It also gives you access to our online mini course, which includes a video lesson with me on how I use the game plan booklet in my consultations and an actual video recording of me with an actual client in an actual client consultation using the game plan booklet and how it's used during that time. So go to dotherework.com/gameplan and get this mini course and this consultation game plan booklet to use in your studio. It will change your consultations forever. I have a question for you because we get this a lot, especially if they have boys that are graduates. Could we come in? Could I bring my family in and let's just do some pictures of him at the same time and just combine it in one? Would you do that?
Yes, we do that. Yes, we do it. We discourage it and then we do it. This year, what we'll do is we will have a real simple close-up session offered to the graduates. One outfit, three-quarter and close-up images in the studio or in the gardens. And that will be what we can offer along with the family. It's really what we have gotten stuck. I personally have been stuck with that. You just finish your family, you're wiped out. And now they've got to graduate with three outfits they want to do. And it's just cruel, unusual punishment.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it with, I've never done it with a girl because they usually are the ones that want to have the 75 outfits. Okay. But if I have a mom that is like, look, my son actually doesn't even want to do senior pictures.
Right.
I just need a picture for him for like his mission or whatever, you know, whatever the thing is he's going to do after high school. I need a good headshot for LinkedIn or college. And is there any way we could just get a few of him? So to me, that's worth doing and making it simple. Yeah. But if it was going to be like a whole other shoot, I wouldn't do it.
Yes, we've always said yes to those. And we've always done them that way and said, yeah, we can do some headshots happily. And this year, I feel like we need to define that better up front so that the front desk, when they're scheduling, has gone through that concept and there's no
chance that they aren't showing up with 75 outfits. Yeah. I got it.
But okay. You're right. With the boys, I'll bet it's similar in Salt Lake City to Mesa.
Yeah.
Where they just need to go to school or go on a mission image and their parents are forcing them and there's no album there.
Yeah.
Potential.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, I know in the past, if we're going to talk about direct mail, you've also done these really gorgeous, almost, I would say it looks like a catalog to me, with like a beautiful, like baby, usually one of your grandkids on the front cover. Are you still doing that or not really so much?
We are, but it's turned into every other year.
Okay.
Or every third year.
Okay.
Because that catalog, if it's built expensive. Well, it's expensive, but it also lasts. It looks, you know, we don't change much. So we don't put specific information in there, then it'll last. You can reprint with a different cover and put your specials on the back cover or inside and then ask the printer to just reprint it with a new cover. But we found that we just don't do that. We print it, we get extra, we get a couple thousand extra. And we send out about 5,000 of these, and maybe 1,000 extra will last us for quite a long time. They sit out in a pile at the studio. I don't know how long we've been doing that, maybe 10 years. And that was a revelation for me too, to have that. We'll take it with us on sessions. We go out and do headshots for law firms and accounting firms and judges. This year, Richard and I, or this a couple of days ago, Richard and I did the state Supreme Court. And so we're there spending time with these people. They're our perfect potential clients, and we hand them one of these catalogs instead of a business card. So Richard always has a little pile of these in his light bag. And I just love that idea that we're showing them the printed pieces divided by product line. Mm-hmm. So we've got something on, like you said, our lead is always the child's face, tight crop, just like the banner on the front of our building. It's a tight crop, child's face that nobody can resist.
Yeah.
With no words.
Yep.
Kind of mysterious, you know?
Yeah.
And then it opens with an introduction, shows our building and the owners, and a little statement that no one ever reads. You know that, right?
Right, President's of course.
Message.
Yes.
But it establishes that we're real legit people in Salt Lake City, and we're open every day. And, you know, we're brick and mortar. We have business hours. You don't have to call us on our cell phone. That kind of message is the first spread. And then we go family, and then extended family is the second product line. So children is a product line. Graduates is a product line. We'll have a wedding section, but we don't do weddings as a studio. Mm-hmm. However, our photographers are allowed to do weddings freelance. And Richard, who's my son, will do 10 weddings a year, 8 or 10. And and it's good kind of side money for him. So
yeah, and it allows you to cherry pick it.
But when you're standing there with the judge, I can flip to one's last family portrait. Yeah, how many? Oh, you have 17 grandkids. Well, look at this section. Mm-hmm. Here's a composite portrait with 40 people. Mm-hmm. And below there's a little illustration of how to use that. There's a room view. There's a little picture of the cards that I fold out. A 7x5 card opened up with a composite long pano image in it. It's so powerful, you know. So I just like that as a mailer, but also to have around the studio.
As a business card. Well, so
I think you could get away with every 3 years, really. Printing one of those.
Okay, that's genius. So that really is, rather than an offer or a time constraint kind of thing, that's more of like a brand ambassador for you. So it's going to serve the purpose of a brochure in your studio, a take-along brochure, serves the purpose of a business card because nobody uses those anyway anymore. But also I was thinking it would be great for like anything that you do, charitable, silent auctions, anything like that. Really good. That's great.
Absolutely. A pile goes out. Exactly. With the sample image at a silent auction and a pile of those. And so they get used and they get seen. I think they hang around in a home too. Now that's another element of it that I believe in, is there's enough text in these little paragraphs and there are dollar signs. Because I think that means that it doesn't get tossed real fast. Somebody looks at it and says, oh, maybe I'll read that later. And it hangs around the house. Mm-hmm. There's something, when I say dollar signs, you know what I mean? That little subliminal image that says, I need to look twice at this. You know, how much does it cost? I don't have time right now, but it's going to go in the bathroom with me, or it's going to it's going to sit around in the kitchen for a while before it gets tossed.
Well, and I think that the important part of the reason why it's hanging around, in my opinion, is that the paper that's printed on, you're not printing this on cheap, shiny paper. It's printed on heavier weight, more matte finish, really beautifully printed. And it's not like a typical 8.5x11 size. It's like
it's 8x10? Like 8x10.
Yeah, more 8x10. So it's kind of a different size. And then that baby image on the front, it's not all jacked up with a million frames and a ton of type. It's literally this gorgeous baby face, full bleed. And then it's all really well designed. So it almost is like a little mini coffee table book. And so you want to look at it again and again. And yes, like you said, there is text in there, but it's very compelling. The design is very compelling. It's not, you know, here's all the things we can do and here's all the pictures of it. There's 97 pictures on one page. It's very highly curated, very tight. I think it's a beautiful piece.
Thank you. It took us, honestly, a few years to get there. The first one wasn't that great.
I don't believe it.
I think the hiring a professional, getting some design help from a professional was important on that particular mm-hmm. piece. And it's expensive and it's hard yep. to justify for a studio owner. I know that. And we look at each other every year. Are we going to do one? Because that's money out of our pocket, basically. Yeah. But it's, like I say, it's a decade or more, maybe 15 years we've been doing those. So I think it's a sustainable idea and worthwhile.
Okay. So the one mailer then is the trifold that's kind of the weird size that you just said, like 5x14 or something like that. And that's the more timely graduate and, you know, it's time for a family portrait. And so that's mm-hmm. undergirding everything that you're doing. And I don't know, I've heard of so many people that, oh, give you a free family portrait with a graduate, but actually it's the flip that makes the difference.
Yeah. And well, I don't know, something about if you buy two, okay, you're mm-hmm. like you said, there's a limitation on this. They have to earn this. It's not yeah. free. I don't want to call you get, I don't want to say a free session. If
right.
you buy two, if you book both of them now and reserve them mm-hmm. now, then you've earned yourself that free family session. So for some reason that has really worked. And think about it, with one mailer, we've booked these summer and fall family sessions. It's really a graduate mailer, but it's yeah. got this kind of spinoff. So,
but I don't think you can underestimate, and I want to highlight anybody that's listening to this, don't wreck your car, but like, listen to that, that you did it one way and then realized, okay, we weren't really getting that many bookings. You realized what the most important thing was, getting that family portrait, flipping the emphasis around. And then also it's not just what you say, it's how you say it. Like, we're not saying buy one, get one free, because that's not your brand at all. That's not high end. Yeah. That's low rent, right? You're saying you earn this if we do this. You book two, and then you're, like you say, you're filling up your calendar, which is amazing and great, and giving them two opportunities to come in and see you. So, and then going to the booklet, what do you call that? Do you call it a booklet? Do you call it a brochure?
Catalog.
Catalog.
We call it
okay.
a catalog. Yeah.
Okay.
It
is a catalog.
You know, it was designed after, if someone were, you know, designing one of these, I would get yourself a catalog from Restoration Hardware or mm-hmm. somewhere that you respect and pattern it after that, because people look at catalogs, they're accustomed to them, and they sit around the house, and they look mm-hmm. at them over and over, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a miniature, I mean, it's not 2 inches thick like Restoration
right.
Hardware, but it's got that layout.
Yes. Yeah, so
by the way, if
well
anybody wants a sample of that, I'd be more than happy to share that. I'm not private about that. So they could contact us at
how would they get a hold of you?
Busaith.com.
Okay, so
here's a good way to say it. B as in boy, USAith.
Okay.
Busaith. Nobody can say that correctly, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. But busaith.com. And my direct contact is drake@busaith.com, my okay. email.
Drake@busaith.com.
Put something in the mail.
Oh, that is so nice. I love that. Yeah. So tell him that you found him on the rework and that he'll send it to you.
That's the keyword. That's the secret.
That's the keyword.
Yeah. Rework.
I love it. Okay. So love that direct mail. And so what do you feel like, going back to a higher view, kind of more macro, what do you feel like that mail versus email, how has that layer helped the business? Like, any thoughts on that?
Well, the mail is anti-social marketing campaign. Okay? It separates us from the crowd. As soon as everybody starts doing direct mail again, then we'll go back to social marketing as our mainstay, right? My dad's famous saying was zig, another zag. And so that's always stuck with me. That's been our differentiator. That catalog, it's bigger, it's more complex and interesting than anyone else that they've seen.
Yeah.
And the big trifold mailer has that quality about it as well. It's a little bit shocking that a little portrait studio would be sending out a marketing piece that looks that polished, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one reason I believe in direct mail. The MailChimp campaigns, the email or Constant Contact or whoever you're using. Mm-hmm. To me, is a reminder or event reminder. That's kind of our regular thing. Where if we can get two a month out, then I'm thrilled. So I see that as our regular reminder. Mm-hmm. Our Instagram and Facebook posts are, we just haven't mastered that. We're not good at it. I hate it.
It's so hard.
And so I think you can't do everything. You know? So I've chosen those other two. And then, of course, we do other efforts. We give a lot of auction donations, and we have a bit of a system for that. And we do pro bono work where we can to get PR, public PR. Mm-hmm. But those two are, you just can't do everything. We are busy, and it sounds kind of, and people will mock me for it, but I really feel like we could say, well, we're too busy to advertise, you know?
Yeah.
That's the temptation. At least that's how we feel. And right. We have to sort of force ourselves to, well, where are we going to fit in these sessions? But I know the proper answer to that is, you know, you're going to drop off the bottom 10% or 20% yes. of your sessions this year.
Yep.
And you're going to add these new higher end people.
Yeah.
I just can't claim to be a great marketer. We find these particular projects are sustainable, and other ideas fall by the wayside. Outsourcing has helped greatly to make these sustainable, by the way.
Well, and that's such a good point, because I feel like sometimes we feel like we have to do everything, because you hear people talk and you think, oh, I got to do that, or I got to do that. And you feel like you're always going to fall short somewhere. And so leaning into what you're really good at or what has worked before, and really who is a good marketer? Everybody wants the marketing tips, but it's like, you don't really ever know what totally works until you try it. Yeah. And then sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And then you do more of the things that do work and less of the things that don't. And then sometimes it can work for a while and then it quits working.
Right.
Did you have anything like that, that worked for a while and then quit working?
Oh, yeah. Let me count the ways. I told you, I've been doing this for 40 years.
I know.
We've done, you name it. We've done television, we've done radio, we've done billboards.
Really?
Everything, you name it, that hasn't been sustainable. So I was thinking about the website just now, and we do get a lot of calls and people that say, front offices, how did you find us? And they say, your website, it just looks better than the others that we've
seen. It's so good. Your website is so good because it has such good content. Like, it's so clear what you do. And then you get a lot of information before you have to call anybody, which is awesome. I think your website's amazing.
Thank you. That's really nice to hear.
No, it is.
I see, I bet others can relate to this. I look at our business, our website, and all I see is potential, you know, for improvement. That's all I see. But we do hear that. And I think that's been a bit of a do-it-yourself project. We spent money to have it built. Mm-hmm. And then we learned, either Christine or me or someone else on staff has taken turns sort of learning WordPress and knowing how to substitute images, change the text. So it's free. You know, we don't pay month to month for the website. It's the WordPress.org free site. But we did pay someone to build it initially. And you've got a plan on that every, I don't know, with that particular plan, every 6-8 years, you know, someone's going to have to refresh that and you put some money into it. But it's probably the best bang for the buck advertising. We used to do a lot of exhibit. That was something that we did that we built our business on, community exhibits. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that for a long time. I think I just got tired. It was so much work.
Well, it's a different world now too. Like the mall thing isn't really a thing anymore.
Right,
and,
right.
you know, people are so tied to online.
Yeah.
And women in particular are like, it's 10 p.m. laying in bed. Mm-hmm. That's when we're shopping. We're on Instagram or we're, you know, looking for stuff like that.
Well, you know, it's so much. If I had to say there's one thing that's really made a difference for us, is room view, showing room view images. Mm-hmm. And I know you agree with that because you probably taught me that. And I know that's difficult. So we're doing that. We're buying rooms, you know, room views, and we're inserting Photoshop our images because I would love to have this be an actual client home. And we do have that occasionally, but we can't sustain it. You know, it's one of those great ideas that 3 months later, what were we going to do with that?
Yeah. Well, not every client has a home that's, maybe it's not designed, you know, like your work looks amazing and great, but they might have some weird couch or a catio sitting next to your beautiful art.
Totally. And, or they got it too small, or they framed it, they didn't like it, or Yeah, or the lighting's bad. But we do go out and install and hang things. And it's my son, Bromley, and I that go, that's the team. We have
our install team.
I love to get to know people and see their houses and establish that relationship. So we haven't hired an installer yet.
But you're a fan of design. You love interior design. That's a thing too. You do love it.
And that's why I love these room views, because people like to look at the room just as much as your image. And so why not use that if you can spend some money on great looking room views and then drop your image in?
And there's no shame in that. You know, people will ask me, well, what if you haven't started installing? What if you don't have pictures of the installations that you've already done? It's perfectly legitimate to show, because the main thing that we're wanting to show is an idea of what your artwork can look like in a home.
Right.
And so it's just to give them that idea and to get the message across that we're not just creating disposable imagery. We're actually creating finished art pieces that are going to be a part of your home.
Exactly. And obviously it's preferable if you've got a great image and a great in your client's home and in the image, they're standing there looking at it.
Yeah.
And there's personal connection.
Obviously
we do. So when we do installs, I'm doing a video every time and including grandma and grandpa looking at it or mom and dad pointing to it or something. Do we get to talk about France?
We can. Let's do.
Is that
speaking of promo, yeah. You're in charge of the agenda, Drake. I'm just the interviewer.
Oh, all right.
You're the talent.
I'm going to change the topic here.
Okay, change the topic.
Right. Well, in September, we have set aside a week with ATJ in the Loire Valley in central France. 6 nights, 7 days of pure inspiration and beauty. And I think that's probably one of the greatest business opportunities for a portrait studio owner that I've ever heard of. So that's what I want to talk about and describe a little. Can I describe it to you?
Yes, I love it. Because we've been talking about it for a lot of time. I know. I'm a really bad self-promoter.
Yeah.
Well, really bad.
Good. So. Lily, that's good.
Okay, do it.
Okay, here's the experience. Years ago, I designed the model of the workshop, the week-long event workshop that I want to go to.
Okay.
Because I was going to conventions a lot, and I was going to week-long schools, and I was getting a fire hose of information 8 hours a day. And so I designed this better model, okay? And here it is. Take me out of my country, out of my world, plant me in a beautiful, inspiring place. In this case, Loire Valley, France. Put me in a country inn, preferably with a veranda and a garden or a vineyard and a view. And so I can wake up to that. Okay. Now I got a clean slate brain. Now feed me a country breakfast, you know, that's made by the people there at the inn. And then put me in a room with Allison and give me an intense 1 hour of business talk, right? Give me one great concept, 1 hour. That's all my brain can handle. If you give me 3 ideas, I'm going to forget 2 of them anyway. So give me one great concept, 1 hour, and then let's go out, drive to the open market in Saumur, where it's colorful and vibrant, and I can get my camera out and remember again why I love photography. So and then, you know, let's sit around a table in some little hole in the wall French restaurant where we can kind of digest that brilliant idea that we heard and talk about it with other people in my boat, you know?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people. My beautiful, perfect model for a workshop has about 8, 10, 12 people in it. And if I can get it, we can get around 2 small tables, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not this gigantic chicken dinner at the banquet at the hotel.
No. Yeah.
In a noisy room, you know?
Yeah.
And then we get these little drives and we'll see in this case in France, on the schedule is these beautiful chateaus that the rulers of Paris built as their getaways down in central France and along the river. And these little villages that are just too quaint to describe, you know.
Charming. Well, it's like you keep expecting that, like, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs are going to walk around the corner, or Belle and the Beast.
Belle.
She's going to be dancing around with her book in her hand. Yeah,
exactly. But that environment to me is inspirational. And then if I got to go to dinner with you or sit in the car next to you on the way to the chateau, you know, and got some one-on-one help. Well, man, in my case, though, you know, in my community, that would never work or whatever.
Yeah.
And we get to chew on this idea, then that's perfect. And a week of that is wonderful. In this case, by the way, in France, my friends Rod and Marie Heiss have put this together. And Marie lived, she's now in the States, but she grew up in the Loire. And so we go to her favorite places, her favorite restaurants, and meet her friends. And you know how important that is. And the reason you agreed to go and be the guest instructor on this is because Ivan speaks French and loves being in France, right?
Yes. So my husband is fluent in French. She spent 2 years there as a young man and has kept up with all of that. And he is French in his very soul, as you are Italian in your very soul.
Yeah. So I started organizing these according to my little model in Italy. And my little side gig is called Italy Workshops. And that's expanded. We're doing 6 of these in Italy this year and just 1 in France. And I knew I could, that was the hook. I knew you would agree to go because Ivan loves to be in France. And
he has been nagging me incessantly. Like, has Drake called? Are we going? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Yeah.
Anyway, that's the plan. And that's a getaway for pros. And it's a trip that really will pay for itself in just a month or 2 or 3 afterwards. I'm confident. I can say that with you as the instructor more than anyone else I know, perhaps.
Well, I think just getting away,
pay for itself.
Yeah, getting out of your normal routine and seeing how other people live and just, like you said, cleansing your, like that inner palate. So how would they find out about that? Where do they need to go to find out about that?
There is a website called italyworkshops.com. All one word, italyworkshops.com.
We'll link to it in the show notes too.
Cool. You can do that.
I can do it. Awesome. Well, I don't do it. I have people that are smarter than
you. Have people.
Yes.
So they'll see all the workshops that I designed. So I have a little team. I have some Italian partners that help me do this and some friends that are professional photographers that help instruct these that I'm not doing every one anymore. But I love it. It's my escape. It's my excuse to get to Europe. Otherwise, I just wouldn't treat myself. You know, I have a hard time spending money on myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can relate to this, but...
No, I can't relate to that, actually. But I've heard...
You can't. You've heard about people.
I've heard about people like that.
Yeah. I kind of need a group of friends to get me to go, and this is it. Yeah.
Well, and when we went to Italy together with our XXB group, it was... And that's actually the reason why I agreed to do this is because you were doing it, and I knew... Having had that experience with you, because we had actually talked about this before we did Italy together, and we've been kicking this around for a few years. And after that, I'm like, just tell me where and when, because everywhere we went was beautiful, amazing, but so authentic. The food was amazing and great. And I felt like I really got a sense of the place. It wasn't just some Rick Steves, like get on your huge bus with your million people. And just, I never felt like a tourist. I always felt like I was being welcomed into people's homes, or I kind of felt like I had the inside track. And so that's your specialty. And then the small group, of course, makes it. So I'm really excited about it.
Good. It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm glad you'll do it. And I think people that come will just probably ask, when are we going to do this again?
Ivan Jones,
most people
number
that
one.
Come on these, Ivan and you, most people that come, our guests on the workshops, come back again. It's usually, our groups are usually 75% returning.
Nice.
Guests, sometimes 100%. Like in March, we're going to Puglia down on the hill, southern Italy. And the entire group, 12 people, have all been with me some 6 or 7 times. Because it's way to travel without having to plan everything yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's all planned for you. You could just go and relax and think about taking fine art, photography, everybody. It's just, you know, it's so amazing how infrequently we professional portrait studio owners get out with our camera for fun.
Mm-hmm.
We take it on family vacations, but that's not fun.
Yeah, no.
You know, like just us out in the village.
Or, where you get to be a kid again.
The streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you remember
discovering the world.
Like, oh, that's why I like this. That's why I'm doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited about it. It's going to be great. And I really appreciate you sharing all that deep inside marketing info, because I think that's really going to help people even if they don't do the same thing that you've done, it's going to spin them off in their own directions that feel true to their business and true to their brand. And I just, not everybody's willing to share that sort of information. So I really appreciate you giving us details on all of that, because I think it's going to be so valuable for so many.
I'm so happy to do it, because I've been there in the trenches for a long time and had lean years, and understand the pressures that are on the photographers to try to squeeze marketing into their schedules. They've got busy lives. It's just it's the easiest thing to set aside and put off.
So sure. Well, and I think
I'm happy to share that stuff.
Going back to your earlier statement, like, you know, saying, well, we're too busy to market. I think the reason that you're too busy to market is because you've been marketing so successfully, you know, really. And it's just keeping that going, keeping that pipeline full all the time throughout the year. That's just something to be commended for sure.
By the way, just, I know that there's a recession threatened, you know, and we have inflation, all this bad economic news, but we had our best sales year in 10 years. So it was since 2011. And we were coming out of that last recession that we hit a kind of a high point. So things are good. People are, and you were saying before that you've seen a lot of energy and enthusiasm among photographers. So I hope that's just an encouragement to anybody who's wondering if this economy is going to hurt us this year.
Yeah. And I think we see what we're looking for, you know, not to be Pollyanna, but I think if you look for doom and gloom, that's so easily found, just turn the news on. And if you look for the signs that, hey, you know, things are really good and probably going to pick up, you're going to find every reason for that as well. So, and I think some of these, oh, I know for sure. I have 4 pages of notes right here that I'm going to, this is something that I feel like I've kind of, aren't really great marketers. We do some things well, but I don't feel like we've done traditional marketing well or direct mail very well. And I've really believe in it. I did direct marketing so well in my last business, in my scrapbooking store. I was a genius at it. And then with this business, it's worked in a different way. So I really appreciate the ideas and the encouragement. And so what would you say to somebody that was, well, almost everybody's been in business less time than you have because of your multi-generational status. But for those that were maybe worried and concerned looking ahead, for somebody that's weathered many economic storms, what would your encouragement be for everybody?
Oh, I think it's just such a viable business if you're smart about choosing your clients and defining the terms that you do business on. Don't try to be everything to everybody. Trust me, I've been there too. I've done that one.
Same.
But I also like the idea of investing in real estate for your studio. I just think that's a little piece of advice that I've offered once in a while because it worked for my parents and then it provided them a retirement, whereas the value of the business itself wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And it's done the same for me. And so investing instead of paying rent forever, buy a building. I'm a brick and mortar kind of a guy.
Yeah.
So if it's not a studio building, then make sure that all your expenses are tax deductible. And by the way, all that money that you make this year, invest in a trip to France.
You're still going to sell it. This is the marketer.
I'm a marketer after all.
Italyworkshops.com. Come with us to France. Let's do it.
There you go.
No, oh, you're the best.
Those are top of the mind things, but I'm like you. I just see potential in our marketing and room for improvement. That's all I can see. I think that's something you and I have in common.
Yeah, always a better way to do it. So. Well, thanks again. I appreciate you so much, friend. And I know that so many of our listeners are going to get such value out of this. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for being here today. I hope that you've learned something useful that you can take away and make your business better than ever. And if you have, we would love for you to share this episode with another photographer that you think it would help. If you have a minute and could give us a review on the podcast, it would mean the world. Sharing and reviewing the podcast helps us reach a wider audience, and we want to help as many portrait photographers as we can to build better and better businesses. Sharing and reviewing the podcast helps this podcast reach a wider audience, and we want to help as many photographers as we can to build their best business yet. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You can find more great resources from Allison at dotherework.com and on Instagram at do.the.rework.